Okay, sorry about that. The phone rang. So we bring it to our guy at RCA, and it's already like number one requests at Z100. They're playing it every hour. And so he says, well, let's get it out as soon as possible. So they go and they create this, beautiful. A beautiful 12-inch cover, art cover for it, and start prepping for the release and everything. And I guess there's a couple of days go by. It's still, just exploding. Our little demo is exploding on the air at Z100. And Scott Shannon says, and this is that song again, from Mud, Sweat, and Jeers, the folks over at Number 9 Music at 498 West End Avenue. So he gives out our name and address on the air, and we immediately start getting cease and desist calls from all the wrestlers, managers, lawyers, everybody who, who was featured on this thing, Cyndi Lauper's manager, lawyer. It was a nightmare. And of course, it honestly never dawned on us, but it makes perfect sense in retrospect. So, Z100 stopped playing it immediately, and we, ran to RCA, and our very creative A&R guy there, Greg Geller, said, "Well, the solution, I don't know. I mean, you got the track. Go and somehow replicate all these voices. Find a couple of impressionists to do all these voices." And of course, he gave us no money, to do this. And so, at the time, Randy, just to kind of, pay the rent and get by, was playing piano at some of the comedy clubs, bringing on the comedians. And one of the comedy clubs was Catch a Rising Star, which was owned by Rick Newman, who was a very connected guy. He knew all the comedians. He managed Pat Benatar. So he, knew both worlds, the music world and comedy. So he, we told him the story, we played him our little record, and he said, "You know something, Jane Gennaro can do anything. And she can do all the female voices." And he suggested Randy Credico to do the male voices. And of course, I guess we met you. I actually don't remember. I remember having heard you on Imus's show, and probably I saw you on one of the nighttime shows. I don't know who, maybe one of the nighttime shows. And I knew who you were, and I thought, "Oh my God, would she ever do something like this?" And I guess we, corralled you, we roped you into it, Jane. And we went into the studio, and did this probably in 5 minutes because we had no money. And thank you so much, because it led to this just knowing you has been so wonderful. And this is obviously a pimple on your gorgeous career. And so they did rush it out and put it in this beautiful 12-inch cover, and it sold absolutely nothing. Not one copy. Nothing, nothing, nothing. It's probably worth something now if you, I think I have a couple in the basement. But the moment had passed. It's I guess it wasn't as magical as just the immediacy of the real thing was funnier than trying to recreate it. But it was a great experience and one of many just nutcase adventures. And I love you, and thank you for doing that. And I'll talk to you soon. Love you, Jane. Bye.